So how did this lady do on this triplet regimen from the point of view of tolerability?
So she did fairly well. She did have some diarrhea and fatigue, and after several months of therapy, we ended up decreasing her irinotecan dose in order to make sure that she could continue tolerance, and that improved her symptoms, and she was able to continue on. We were concerned on these studies about potential for skin toxicity or secondary skin malignancies that can occur with BRAF inhibitors. But this combination we found at the end of the day was really well tolerated. We did not have an excess of skin toxicities or other side effects that preclude the standard dosing of the regimen.
I mean, the one thing that we had heard about vemurafenib before the MEK inhibitors came along actually was the issue of sun sensitivity, extreme sunburn. Do you see that in these patients?
Not that much. Certainly there is some, but it's not that extreme level that we'd seen before. It may be that it's that combination of the EGFR inhibitor that kind of blunts some of those responses.
Can you talk about globally what was seen in the study in terms of the activity of this regimen and tolerability?
Right. So we reported out the results at ASCO this year. So the study overall was positive. The primary endpoint was progression-free survival. And the hazard ratio was 0.48, which was statistically significant. So the difficulty is that these are patients that do very poorly on the standard therapy. And so the progression-free survival went from 2 months to about 4.3 months. The disease control rate was more than tripled. So it went from 22% to 67% with the experimental arm. And then we had 4% versus 16% response rates with the combination. Patients were allowed to then go upon progression to cross over. So we didn't have an overall survival readout as a result of that crossover. But certainly, a primary endpoint of progression-free survival was strikingly positive.
Do you believe that this is adequate evidence to support using this regimen outside a trial setting, and do you use it?
I do, right. I do indeed. This is a randomized, fairly large randomized study. Although it's a phase two study, the study was powered with 80% power and a two-sided alpha of 0.05, all those characteristics that would be expected in a kind of a phase three study, and it was positive. I think as a community, there's not a whole lot of interest in going back and doing the same study again as a phase three. Kind of the thought is that is kind of compelling data in the setting of multiple other studies showing benefits of BRAF and EGFR inhibition.
So, yeah, it's amazing. This lady had, I guess, 18 months of disease control. That's pretty impressive.